do the pledge drives, and that's why we ask you to call in and make a pledge. So the number to do that is 678-688-4549. Our next guests are Marla Brown. She is the executive director for the Pregnancy Aid Center, and Marianne McNeil with PATH. Is there a special title there that I need to say?
Post-abortion treatment and healing.
For you, though, are you like...
Oh, I'm the founder.
Okay, founder of PATH. That's right. Okay, so we want to talk with you a lot about what you're doing there, because both of you have such a wonderful, wonderful ministry going on. So before we do that, though, we got to give a couple of the rules. You see this bell here, okay? It's a pretty fancy bell because we spare no expense, right? I'm kidding. It's a cowbell, and it's because, you know, I forgot my bell at home, and so we have this one. But it's true that we do spend every nickel, dime, quarter that's donated to Catholic Radio very wisely, and we don't like to go with any frills. We want to use it for the mission of saving souls. But you get to ring this bell if we meet our goal, okay? So we have until, what would it be, 12:57. We have until 12:57 for our next goal. So your time is a little bit short because I didn't interrupt Dr. King, and so we're starting it now, but we can do it, okay? So we have another goal of $1,500 this hour. If we can get $1,500 called in, then Kelly, and it's not me, Kelly, it's a different Kelly, it's not me, is going to give us an additional $1,500 so that it becomes $3,000 for Catholic Radio. So how easy is that? I mean, we can get $1,500 called in, right? We can do that. So let's start it right now, 678-688-4549. If we meet the goal, one of you gets to ring the bell. We also get to ring the bell every time we get something called a founder. It's $100 a month for 36 months. You get your name on a plaque that stays here in the studio, lists all the founders. We've had lots of founders calling in. If we get a founder, we ring it twice because you get one for the founder and you meet the goal. So you both get to ring it. So that's really what we need is another founder. But we really just need pledges of any amount because it's an all play. It really is. This is Atlanta's Catholic radio station, and it's Atlanta that supports it, and it's Atlanta that becomes part of the team. It goes from being the Catholic radio station to being my Catholic radio station when you start donating. It makes a difference. It really does. And the graces that come with it are abundant. I've been a donor to Catholic Radio for 18 years, so I know. I can say I know it makes a difference. So give us a call, 678-688-4549. We're waiting for that first call during the noon hour. Come on, it's lunchtime. You guys are getting in your car, you're going through the drive-through, whatever you're doing, pull over. I know you have the no hands rule here, so pull over and give us a call, or say Siri, give us a call, whatever you want to do, but just give us a call. 678-688-4549. Okay, so let's start with Marla. Share with us a little bit about what the Pregnancy Aid Center does and what services are offered there.
Sure. So we're very proud to have been around, part of this community for over 34 years. And also proud to be the only one endorsed by the Archdiocese as a Catholic Pregnancy Resource Center, which is why we're also so excited to partner with you all. So thank you for what you're doing. We are a nonprofit that serves women and families that are in need. Typically, they see themselves in a crisis pregnancy situation. They can come to us for free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds, and also counseling. If they choose to parent, then we will also offer them free parenting classes, as well as a variety of other classes, including decision-making classes, finance classes, resume-building classes, to help them get on the right path to success. Mm-hmm. So that's the core of what we do.
You know, and I especially like hearing that, because so many times when I talk to women about abortion and about, they say, well, you know, you guys are just pro-life until the baby's born. That's all. You're just pro-life until, but no, you're saying you're going to help them not only to have that baby and have the support that they need during that unexpected baby that they're carrying, but to also make a good life for that baby and be there to support them afterwards too.
Absolutely. We encourage the family to come back for the classes. the dad in particular. We have separate men's parenting classes. We have classes that they can take together. And throughout this series, they can earn as they learn. So we award them what are called baby bucks that they can use to purchase things for themselves and the baby in our on-site baby boutiques. And so this works really well because they, first of all, it gives them a sense of responsibility, mm-hmm. but also a sense of pride that they're earning things for themselves and the child. So it works really well.
I love that because they don't feel like they're just getting a handout. Mm-hmm. You know, they really feel like they're being a part of that.
So, right.
So I love that. Lots of good things going on. Okay, so we were just talking with with Marla Brown about she's the executive director for the Pregnancy Aid Center. So we've been talking about that. We're also going to talk with Marianne McNeil about PATH, which is an acronym, and I'll let you tell us what that acronym stands for and what you do at PATH.
Well, PATH stands for Post-Abortion Treatment and Healing, and we primarily offer two programs. The first is a Bible study, a weekly Bible study, and we use a wonderful book called Save One, and that is a book that helps women walk through their abortion experience by journaling and scripture study. So it's kind of a back and forth exercise. They come once a week for about 12 weeks, about an hour and a half in a small group, and they work through this workbook that helps them process what has happened to them. Mm-hmm. And then the second type of service we offer is a weekend retreat called Rachel's Vineyard. And that uses a different process. It's called Living Scriptures. And this is a program that was created by Teresa Burke, who's a psychologist up in Pennsylvania. And Living Scriptures is different in that it uses scripture in sort of a storytelling manner. And people are invited to close their eyes, put themselves in the scripture passage that is read to them. And then after that, they are invited to do an activity. So it uses the senses. You're not just sitting, listening to a talk or listening to scripture. You're actually putting yourself in the time of Christ, and you are touching things, smelling things, tasting things. Sometimes you have to write something. So it's very action-oriented. And we have found that a combination of sensory exercises with the scripture, it helps people process trauma, and it is a very effective technique. So we encourage women and also men now to do both, because we say that we've seen that the Bible study sort of works in the head, and the retreat works in the heart, and people need both of those processes. Mm-hmm. And we also have individual support. If people have a lot of issues that are outside the range of post-abortion trauma, we have therapists that we'll refer them to. But if it's just the abortion issue, we will also work with them one-on-one.
Excellent. Okay, so an update here. We just received a walk-in donation from Laura, who goes to St. Jude and saw our radio station. She works in the complex and made a one-time donation of $20. So we are grateful to Laura. So that means that we just need $1,480 by the top of the hour in order to get this match of $3,000. And we can do it. I know we can do it. The Holy Spirit can work through these airwaves. Are you feeling a little bit of a tug? Are you feeling like, maybe I should pick up the phone and dial? Maybe I should support it? I don't know. Please just pick up the phone and really, even if you're just gonna, the person that I work with, he used to be the GM, the general manager for EWTN, and he now works at the radio station that I work at, and he always says, just put your toe in, and then, pretty soon you're gonna be bathing in it, but right now, just put your toe in, give a small donation, and see how the Holy Spirit can work through these airwaves, and then eventually maybe you'll be like the person who called in yesterday and they had been giving a one-time donation. They increased it to a monthly donation instead. So, you know, but really just put your toe in and see what happens. So give us a call, 678-688-4549, 678-688-4549. We would love to take Kelly's match of $1,500. She wants to give it. She is planning on giving that $1,500. She would like for all of you to join her in that effort by giving us a call at 678-688-4549 and pledging any amount. You may not be able to give the full $1,500. What amount can you give? Can you be like Laura, who walked in $20? Can you give $20? Can you give $20 a month? That would end up being $480 for Catholic Radio. 240 times 12 plus the match of another $240. It's not often that you can give $20 a month and have it turn into $480, but because of the generosity of Kelly, we're able to do that. So give us a call right now, 678-688-4549. We are talking with Marla Brown, who's the executive director for the Pregnancy Aid Center. We're talking with Marianne McNeil with PATH, which stands for Post-Abortive Treatment and Healing. And we've been talking about the book, Save One, about Rachel's Vineyard, about all of the wonderful services being offered at the Pregnancy Center that's been around for 34 years and is endorsed by the Archdiocese. That's pretty awesome. You guys are kind of on two separate sides of the coin here, you know, because you're helping women to keep their babies and giving them the tools that they need to do that, and you're dealing with the ones who made the choice not to, you know, and how difficult that is, and they don't realize probably until afterwards the emotional toll.
Oh, absolutely.
So can we talk maybe about the emotional toll and then maybe some of the joys with choosing the other way and do a comparison in that way?
Sure. Well, a lot of women have told me that they knew that having an abortion was going to be hard and they knew that they would have a tough time, but they thought, you know, I'll just get through it and I'll get over it and I'll be okay. They have no idea that maybe 20 years later, they are still grieving. Mm. And what we have discovered is that people who have abortions, they need to grieve their loss, but they don't realize they need to grieve their loss. Mm-hmm. So whenever they start feeling sad or upset or whatever, they kind of stuff those feelings deep down because mm-hmm. they're fearful that, you know, other people would not understand. They're going to judge them. What will happen if they talked about it? So they keep stuffing until the next occurrence happens in their life, like say their sister becomes pregnant or their daughter becomes pregnant, or it could be a maternal event, like they're going through menopause and all of a sudden it triggers those memories again. So again, they begin to feel anguish or upset or depressed or jumpy or angry, all these different feelings. And they stuff those again mm-hmm. until it goes round and round and round. And they stuff it again until another trigger happens, and then they become upset, and it's exhausting. So some of the symptoms we see most often are depression, anxiety, crying jags, people avoiding intimacy, and not just sexual intimacy, but just not wanting to get close to friends, because what if their friends knew? What if they found out? Would they judge them? Would they reject them? We also see people overcompensating with their live children, just becoming, you know, smother love, just doing everything for them, just bending over backwards, just, you know, extreme overprotectiveness. We see that. We see, just crying jags, anger, people being hypervigilant, like something bad is going to happen at any point. So these are all the different symptoms that people have no idea they're going to experience. Mm-hmm. But the other task I wanted to say, there's two big tasks that people who've had abortions need to go through. And one is to grieve their loss, recognize that it's grief and grieve their loss, allow themselves to grieve. Mm-hmm. And the second one is to reconcile with themselves and with others and with God. Mm-hmm. And so those are the two main tasks that women and men have to complete to really heal. And that's why they really need, when you think about grief, you usually don't grieve all by yourself. You have others that understand, others that can remember, others that have been there too. And you might have a process. You might have a, you know, if any other loved one has died, you'd have a funeral or memorial service, or you'd have a celebration or something, you know, of their life. But with abortion, you're just supposed to stuff it and go on like it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And the very sad thing is the people that encouraged you that this was the best thing for you, they don't want to hear about your pain. They don't want to hear about your grief. They just want you to move on. Mm-hmm. And that can include spouses. Mm-hmm. So it's just unrealistic. So we help them grieve. We help them. They have other people to grieve with. They have a process. They have people who understand. And then they can. We actually, at the conclusion of our memorial, of our retreat, we have a beautiful memorial service. Mm-hmm. So people can really honor that baby or those babies that they've lost. They can do everything they can now to bring that baby honor and love, mm-hmm. and recognize that child.
Name the child?
Yes. They name the child. Mm. Yes.
That's beautiful. That really is beautiful. All right. So the other side of the coin is with the Pregnancy Aid Center and the women who choose life, and you help them through that. So let's talk a little bit about that. But again, I'm going to give out the number 678-688-4549. Come on, let's get the phone lines ringing. We want to make this happen. We want to get this $1,500. Kelly wants to give us the $1,500, and we want to make it happen, so we need your help. Come on, 678-688-4549. Come on, give us a call, and really, you know, just help keep Catholic Radio on the air. It is such a strong evangelization tool. Okay, it says we are having phone problems. Okay, whew, that's a relief, because that means that it's not all, you know, all that we're not getting the word out. So there are some phone problems. You can also go to thequestatlanta.com and you can donate there. If you're having trouble getting through, go to thequest, Quest, Q-U-E-S-T, Atlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com. There is a place there where you can donate. So if you can do that, and I apologize for the technical difficulties, let's pray a prayer to St. Michael right now. That's what we did yesterday, and the phone line's fixed again. So, name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, so, phones are up again. As soon as we do that, there it goes. Phones
I love
are up
it.
Again.
I love it.
So, yeah, thank you, St. Michael. Thank you. Okay, so we only have about a little bit less than 30 minutes left with our two guests right now. We have Marla Brown, who is the Executive Director for the Pregnancy Aid Center. We have Marianne McNeil, who is with PATH, which is an acronym for Post-Abortive Treatment and Healing, and she is the founder of that organization and works with Rachel's Vineyard as well. And so lots of great things going on there. So we were going to talk, I think, a little bit about what it's like for the woman who comes to you, as opposed to having the abortion. They say, no, I'm going to choose life, and you help them through that. So what's that like?
So first off, we're very fortunate to work in unison with the folks at PATH, because a very large percentage of the women that we see have already had an abortion. And we
coming
hear
back for another one then, or coming back pregnant again after an abortion?
That, or what we're finding is a lot of people don't know pregnancy resource centers like us exist. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to get the word out. So thank you for this opportunity, because we do have three clinics in Metro Atlanta. One is in Forest Park. We have a traveling mobile RV that travels east to west on 285. And then we have a clinic in Roswell as well. So we're trying to put a crucifix of love across Metro Atlanta with our reach.
I love that.
So we want to get the word out that we're there. Potential clients can go to our website, www.pregnancyaidclinic.com, to read about some of the services we offer. Because so many women, what we find when they're in this situation, feel like they don't have an option. They really feel like they're at a dead end, per se. And when they come in, they're just simply looking for someone to listen to them. What they're really looking for is hope. Hope that there is another option, as I said. And in this case, there is. They can parent the child, and we'll assist them with that throughout the pregnancy, but also up into a year afterwards. But then, of course, adoption is a beautiful and one of the most selfless options available. But we are proud to report that we had over 870 babies born through our clinics last year. So a lot of people choosing life when they come to visit the Pregnancy Aid Clinic. Thanks be to God. That's over the last 12 consecutive months. You know, a very recent story comes to mind when you say, you know, what is the effect on these women as they're coming through the doors? We have a clinic in Forest Park that we opened 2 years ago. By the grace of God, we had an opportunity to transform an abortion clinic because they were moving out of their old facility into a larger building next door. And so their facility became available. And so we purchased their old clinic. And as you can imagine, there was a lot of apprehension from the staff moving into a facility that had so much evil prevailing inside. So we had it blessed, of course, by Monsignor Dillon from Holy Spirit. And then, of course, Archbishop Gregory came out for our grand opening, and we had it double blessed. But the story is that shortly after we opened that facility, a woman came in who thought we were the abortion clinic. So, of course, she was very abortion-minded. She just was adamant she needed to have an abortion. And when we let her know that we were not an abortion clinic, but that we could provide her a free ultrasound and free pregnancy test, which if she went next door would probably be a $150 charge. So she allowed us to do that. And during that that ultrasound, she was transformed. We know once they can see the image, typically 80% of the women will change their minds, because the technology today allows a window into the womb to prove that this is not just a piece of tissue. This is a living, breathing being. So she was transformed, and I happened to be there that day. And when she was walking out, there were tears in her eyes as she was rescheduling her follow-up visit with us. And we asked her what was wrong, and she said, "Nothing's wrong." She said, "I just feel such a strong presence of God in this place." Mm-hmm. And for me, that was so powerful, because here's a place that had been full of so much evil, and in a very short period of time had become a place of hope and love for these women. And that's really what we want to be. We just want to be an option, and we want to receive these women with open arms, which is something they're not accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you see that in the building. That's a pretty obvious, you can see the transformation that occurred from providing evil to providing good. It's not quite as easy to see it in the lives, but the same thing is occurring, because they have this abortion that's occurred, and then all of a sudden the love of God comes to them, and they can then let that work in their life. And so we see that transformation in the woman as well, because of the jobs that both of you are doing. And I need to swallow this thing. All right, I get too relaxed, I sit back, and then I'm not at the microphone. So but really, truly, it is just a beautiful ministry that both of you are participating in, and really helping these women. And so thank you for what you're doing. And we would also love for you to support our ministry here at Catholic Radio. Now that the phones are up and working again, we'd sure love to get them ringing, because for whatever reason, they're not ringing. We're not getting the phone calls coming in. And if we want to keep Catholic Radio, you know, I don't want to sound ungrateful. I am so grateful to each and every person who has called in so far. It has been tremendous, and we are grateful for everyone, especially with a new station, for you stepping out in faith and saying, yes, I want to keep this going. But the fact is, it's not enough. You know, we need to have the funds in order to keep Catholic Radio on the air. There's, you know, all of the equipment, the facility, the, you know, great volunteers like Annie, who spent 14 hours here with me yesterday, all volunteer. But you know what? Even with all the great volunteers, there's still tremendous amount of expenses. Just the electricity alone for a 50,000-watt station is tremendous. So that's why we need to have the pledges called in and really make the most out of these pledge drives. I think it's about 80%, as a rule, about 80% of a radio station's, a Catholic radio, nonprofit radio station's pledges and funds come from the pledge drives. So it's really important during these pledge drives that we call in and we make a donation and we say, yeah, we really do want Catholic Radio to stay in Atlanta, and I'm willing to put some of my treasure towards that. If it's a one-time pledge, if it's a monthly pledge. Go ahead.
And I would just echo that, you know, with in the mission that Marianne and I are in, there's so much fake news that is trying to attack what we're doing.
Yes.
It's so important that we have a good vehicle of communication. And I'll give you a for instance. There are stats out there that will tell you abortion in Georgia is declining. What it will not tell you is how the number of abortifacients is growing. Mm. For instance, RU486, the abortion pill that a woman can abort a baby in the comfort of her own home, those numbers you can't find anywhere.
Right.
And those are through the roof. So it's important that we stay in touch with our faith. Then we're being informed correctly of the issues, the real issues that are out there. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah. And you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't there, it seems like when I was interviewing someone about a pregnancy center, there was some kind of pill or medication that you could give then to counter. If somebody started the
yes, the, absolutely.
They can come to your clinic and they can get something that will help hopefully counteract that. And,
yes. And we have a couple doctors in Georgia that that will do the pill reversal within 48 hours. And we've had several clients that have had success with that. So yeah, that's absolutely an option.
I just wanted to add something, too, that to our surprise in PATH, the women who have come to see us for help, when they tell their experiences after having taken RU486, it is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
You would think if somebody said, okay, would you rather go through a surgical procedure or take a pill? Well, of course, I'll take a pill. That's easier. But you don't know when that baby's going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
the
cramping and the bleeding is horrendous. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not exaggerating, because we were surprised, the counselors, the facilitator, we were surprised to hear this. I had a young girl come in who was very tiny. And you kind of wonder, these pills, I mean, do they regulate them for size? I don't think so, because she almost died. She came in and she said, and she came in with her mom. She was young. She said she almost died from bleeding to death after taking this. And you don't hear that or read that anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something people need to know. This is not, this is not easy. This is not. I had, sadly, two women who lost their babies in a gas station bathroom because they did not know when it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the road. I mean, these are the things you won't hear anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you hear it here on Catholic Radio, and that's why I get on the microphone, is for this and many other causes that Catholic Radio gives a voice to, because you don't hear that voice in our secular media.
I also wanted to add, I forgot to mention that in PATH, over 80% of the volunteers that work with the Bible studies and retreats have been through our program themselves. Mm. So we're a lot like AA. It's kind of like the wounded healer. People know what you've been through. They know what you're avoiding. They know what you need to deal with. They're very compassionate. And I love that because it just shows that they believe in the program, that they have, they're like the, you know, the happy customer, if I can put it so crassly.
Yeah.
You know, they endorse the program just by their own experience. And then the people that, I just want to say this, if anybody's out there listening needs us, they know they're going to be in good hands because the people they see are going to know where they've been and are not going to judge them or going to understand how they got to where they are.
So it's a good time then to give out your websites again so that they know how to reach
you. Mine. Yeah. Ours is www.healingafterabortion.org. And the phone number is 404-717-5557. And that is, it's actually not a hotline. You will be called within 24 hours, but you may not be, you know, we don't have like 5,000 people answering the phone, but you will be called within 24 hours, called back. And then our Spanish hotline is 404-258-3433. And we're also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you look up PATH Atlanta. And one other thing I wanted to plug is our, couple things. Our next Rachel's Vineyard retreat is February 8th through 10th. And they can just go on our online and register there or call. And we also have our annual fundraising dinner on November 8th at Holy Spirit. So I wanted to plug that for PATH.
Excellent, excellent. And I did ask Annie because it occurred to me when you were talking earlier, I asked her, did they do PSAs here? And she said, absolutely, they do. So if you want to get the word out on that, you know, make sure you talk to somebody before you leave and they can put that out on your fundraising things.
Well, I need to mention one final thing that we are participating in the I Give Catholic on Giving Tuesday, which is November 27th.
Excellent. All right. Okay. So we're also, right now we've been hearing Marianne McNeil talk about PATH, which is post-abortive treatment and healing. We also have the pleasure of having Marla Brown here. She's the executive director for Pregnancy Aid Center. And I wrote down, I think, the website for that. But go ahead and give it to us again.
Our website is www.pregnancyaidclinic.com. Or you can call us at 404-763-HELP. That's 404-763-4357. And we do answer lines 24 hours. When we're not there, they're forwarded to a 24-hour crisis center hotline. So definitely call us if you have the need. And I also wanted to mention that we are now offering, we're trying to be more proactive in our approach, reaching out to the community in terms of education. So we have begun offering natural family planning orientation classes at our clinics, both clinics, once a month. You can find those dates when they're scheduled if you have an interest in learning more about natural family planning, as we do not promote birth control at our clinics, but instead advocate for natural family planning in cases where it's a married or engaged couple, and of course abstinence if they're not married.
And so many of our 50%, statistically 50% of the listeners are not Catholic, 25% are fallen away Catholic. They may not have any clue what NFP is. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
So there are several methods of natural family planning where a couple learns how to work with the rhythm of a woman's body. It really is a beautiful way of learning to respect each other and build appreciation for the marriage union, because you you have to basically calculate days when the woman is fertile and decide to plan your family in such a way.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
As opposed to a chemical solution that could have health consequences.
Right. And you don't provide birth control because in many cases, the birth control is an abortifacient or can be abortifacient as well.
Exactly.
You know, and plus it just takes away from God's design for that intimacy in marriage. So a lot of reasons why we shouldn't do birth control, but the physical side of it is it really does alter a woman's body and in some cases can actually cause an abortion when we don't even really know it.
Absolutely.
So
and also I just wanted to say this is not your grandma's natural family planning. It's gotten very exact and very, very good, very scientific.
Yeah.
So if somebody's listening to this and go, oh my gosh, I've heard about that's ridiculous. I'm not, they think it's the rhythm method. This is not that.
Right.
This is much better.
Well, you know, I go to like Fitbit and stuff. And now, I mean, I'm way past that age because I'm an old woman, but you know what? You know, they have apps on there now where you can click on it and it helps you with the women's health and, you know, to determine, like on a Fitbit, you know, like, wow, this is the pretty amazing stuff going on here.
You might have just given me an idea.
There you go. It's amazing the different things that we have available to us now. It really is amazing. And I haven't really explored the app because I haven't had a need for it for a lot of years, but nonetheless, you know, it really is just amazing the progress that they've made since I had my first child 35 years ago. The progress that has been made is amazing. So thank you for working with women in that way as well, because it is so important to respect our bodies and the way that God has made them. And that's what NFP helps us to do. So thank you for that. All right. So again, golly, we need, oh my gosh, I feel like they're going to fire me here. We need to get these phone lines ringing. 678-688-4549. Come on. We really, really, really need your help. We're going to go to a recorded interview. I recorded it before I even... tell me what we're changing here. Sorry. Oh, okay. So it's not a recorded interview. There's a change here on the schedule from what I had. It's going to be Brian Finneran, who is a former NFL Falcons player, and he is going to be interviewed by Ricky Taylor, correct? And so we'll have that recorded interview another day, I guess. So, but give us a call right now and make the most of it. And we do, oh, good. We have some updates. We did get some calls. Praise the Lord. They're not going to fire me after all. Okay, yay. So Laura called in with a one-time $20 donation. Gina called in with a one-time $20 donation. Denise, $60. And Gray, Gray? Gray with a $100 donation. So that is $200 for Catholic Radio. It's Greg. Oh, wait. We also have Greg, who called in with $100. Is that your Greg?
I think it's my husband.
Oh, your Greg. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Greg. He loves the quest. He said he's so moved by our guests, and he loves the quest. He probably loves our guests that's over there, too. So that's awesome. And let's see. Denise from St. Jude in Marietta says she loves the quest and says it's worth every minute you hear encouraging all who listen. It's taught her a lot, and she's praying for a peaceful heart. So that's pretty cool. So those are our two donations. We still have time, people. I'm telling you what, somebody can call in and give the $100 a month for 12 months. Somebody could call in as a founder, $100 a month for 36 months. Founder would be really cool because we have two guests right now. That would mean that we meet the goal and we ring the bell, and we ring it for a founder. So you both get to ring a bell, have your picture taken. How cool is that? Come on, let's get the phone lines going. 678-688-4549. We just need $1,300 more. $1,300, and it turns into $3,000 for Catholic Radio because the generosity of our donor. Come on, give us a call. It really is important to be able to have organizations like this, I've got to believe there's a woman out there that's post-abortive that's mm-hmm. listening and did not hear about PATH before today.
I'm sure.
And yeah. so they're going to go to your website, and we can't put a dollar amount on that. There is probably a woman out there that is in need of your pregnancy aid center, and she's going to call. Go ahead.
If I could just say, I happened to be reading the Georgia Bulletin yesterday, and there was a quote in there by the Pope where he said, "One can say that all the evil done in the world can be boiled down to this, contempt for life." Mm. So what I'd like to do is to say this prayer, this pro-life prayer, and maybe some of our listeners will feel called based on their own pro-life story. God of all goodness, you have entrusted us with the gift of life. Help us to appreciate that gift from the first moments of conception to the last breaths of old age. Send your strength to all those who defend the unborn, the weak, and the dying against attempts to cut short their lives. May your Holy Spirit touch the hearts of those who are tempted to choose the way of death rather than life. Grant that your people may always be a sign of your love in the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, and I heard, I think it was Father Ricardo on Catholic radio. It, for whatever reason, it popped into my head, so I'm going to say it's a Holy Spirit moment. But I heard him say once that whenever the consecration occurs, he says, "Lord, help me to love you and your people more." And I think that is just so powerful. I've been praying that prayer at the consecration at Mass. And you know, that's what you all are trying to do, is you're just trying to love God's people more, meet them where they're at, help them with whatever stage they're at. And I really commend you for that.
Can I wanted to mention a prayer.
Sure.
He's now Monsignor Lopez, but Father Lopez was mm-hmm. on our board of directors when we first started, and he wrote a prayer for us, if I could read that. This is the PATH prayer. Lord Jesus, you came to show us the way home to the Father. We ask you to pour the power of your grace into the minds and hearts of those in PATH who would show the path to healing for all those who suffer because of abortion. Set our hearts on fire with the love of your Sacred Heart so that no one we meet, crushed by pain, guilt, or grief, will be beyond your saving touch. Awaken our minds to understand, touch our lips with your wisdom, and fill our hearts with such courage that no attitude, no person, no situation will keep us from being your means of mercy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you know, when we pray together like that, we have a potential 3.1 million listeners that are joining us in prayer. How powerful is that? So thank you for sharing those. Lauren called in and said that she's going to give $50. One-time pledge to honor the Pregnancy Aid Clinic, and she challenges all those who have benefited to call in and make a pledge too. Aww. So thank you, Lauren,
thank
for that.
Thank you, Lauren.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And it's a sign that you guys are doing some good work there, that she would give of her treasure like that in your honor. So very good. We only have about 4 minutes left. So 4 minutes, the microphone is yours. Whatever you would like to share with our listeners in the last 4 minutes, and then we'll go to a small break and then the interview with the Falcons football player. So we'll be going to that at 1 o'clock.
I would just like to encourage anybody out there who is post-abortive to call us and find out more about what we do. And there's no obligation. You can call, you can come in, you can talk to us. It doesn't mean you have to join a Bible study or attend a retreat, but I think if you call and talk to Jody, who's a director, or Betsy, Liz, or Trini, who all work with PATH, and help with the phone, you're going to want to participate mm-hmm. because they are warm, wonderful, compassionate, and what do you have to lose? I just want to encourage anybody out there.
Yes.
To call. And men too. We work with men too. Deacon Mike is wonderful. Deacon Mike Mobley works with us. So
excellent. Go ahead and give out the number one more time.
It's 404-717-5557.
Excellent. Okay.
And one thing I think we've been remiss in saying is that we work in tandem with PATH. PATH is on site with us at both locations, although we're two separate organizations. We definitely work closely together. So you can visit us in Roswell at Pregnancy Aid Clinic 281 South Atlanta Street, or in Forest Park at 531 Forest Parkway, or by calling us 404-763-HELP. That's 404-763-HELP or 4357. We offer aid, support, and education to women and families who are seeking to improve their relationships and their lives. This includes parenting education, moms groups, men's groups, self-esteem workshops, and ultimately developing a stronger relationship with Christ in our community ties.
Excellent. Okay. And I'm being told that a caller called in and said it took a long time for them to hear the phone number. So I apologize. The number to call for Catholic Radio, 678-688-4549. We also just had a call from Jim at St. Anne's who gave $300 one-time pledge from his foundation. Doesn't say what foundation. Maybe we'll get some more. So I don't know exactly where we are, but we're getting close. So give us a call. If we can get up to $1,500 called in, then it becomes $3,000 for Catholic Radio. We will be taking calls for the 3 minutes during the break. Then we'll be back on with a retired or a former Falcons football player, 678-688-4549 is the number for Catholic Radio. We have about 1 minute left. We've been talking with people from the Pregnancy Aid Center. We've been talking with people about PATH. We've been talking about the pro-life movement. Dr. Alveda King encouraged each of us to get out and vote. And so I would echo that sentiment and really try to change things through the voting booth. That's one more avenue. You guys are changing it with love in your ministries there. We can also change it by getting out and voting and voting in people that will uphold values that deal with life. And that's really what we want to do. So get out to that voting booth and vote this November. And right now, call Catholic Radio, 678-688-4549. All right.